Hello there, you're listening to Audacity, the Authentic Entrepreneur Podcast, especially for female founders. I'm your host, Claire Akers. In this space, you'll hear me talk about anything and everything you need to build an authentic and aligned business that's capable of changing the world. I'm a mum of three, entrepreneur and founder of two businesses so far, and an authenticity coach since 2007. Most importantly, I'm a cheerleader for those of you who have been brave and audacious enough to risk it all, follow your heart and build a business. So welcome to the Audacity Podcast. I'm so glad you're here and let's dive in to the episode. So this week, I took my eldest daughter, Phoebe, who is 14 and in year nine, for a curry to discuss her GCSE options, which is the big topic in our house at the moment, choosing her GCSE options. And she was leaning towards doing a subject that I necessarily wouldn't have chosen for her. And I'm being purposefully very careful with my words. So we went out for a curry to have a little chat about it. And just, you know what? I'm pretty proud of myself. I managed to maintain myself. I had the most wonderful poker face. And we just chatted about it. We chatted about her aspirations and what she wanted to do. And we just talked through where she was. And it was a great conversation. But she was feeling the pressure. You know, she was feeling the pressure at the age of 14 to have it all figured out. She was feeling the pressure and the weight of making decisions because her teachers were telling her that these choices right now were going to affect the rest of her life. And I just wanted to take the pressure down a little bit. And we had an amazing conversation and she's chosen her subjects and I'm really, really pleased with what she's chosen. But of course, it's not about me. But it did bring to mind my own entrepreneurial journey. I have now been a director of a limited company for 8.5 years and I have made so many mistakes along the way, And the truth is, and this is what I want Phoebe to know, is that nobody has it figured out. You know, we are all just winging it to some extent, some days more than others. And by and large, we are all just trying to stay ahead one or two steps before everybody realizes that we are just winging it. Have you heard that saying that being an entrepreneur is like jumping off a cliff and trying to grow wings on the way down? And that is what it's like, isn't it? And some days those wings grow better than other. All you can do is make the best decisions that you can based on the information that you have at the time. And along the way, of course, you are going to make some mistakes. All you need to do is learn from those and evolve. But that being said, I want to share in today's conversation 10 of the biggies, you know, 10 of the biggest mistakes that I have made in my entrepreneurial journey. And I would love to know what resonates with you. Have you made these mistakes? Have you learned from these mistakes? And what have I missed in this mistakes conversation? So let's dive in. And I hope you enjoy this. So number one, the first mistake I have made is growing a cookie cutter business. In my first business, a technology recruitment business, I had that for 5 years and it looked awesome on paper. My accountant was very, very happy with me. I had a decent sized team around me. We had all the office. I was being invited on the BBC to speak as an expert. On paper, it looked amazing. And I was growing that business along very, very sound advice. And it was a cookie cutter business and I was absolutely miserable, even though it looked like a huge success on paper. I describe this period of my life as building a golden cage. Everybody around me was kind of looking and it looked great, but it just was a cookie cutter business and it wasn't right for me. So that is number one. Number two is choosing a business and a business model that I believed would make me the most money. Now, when I set up my first business, I was on maternity leave with our second child. And I launched that business because I wanted to make the most money in the fewest hours, because I could only stand the thought of putting my baby into childcare 3 days a week, school hours. So I chose a business that I thought would make me the most money in the shortest amount of time. And you know what? For a short period, I smashed that. I absolutely smashed that goal. But over time, it grew into the recruitment business that I have just described for you. Now, when I was launching that business, I was at a crossroads. And I very clearly remember being at this crossroads. And on one side, I had the recruitment business. And on the other side, I had the vision for a coaching business. And because I was equally qualified in both, and I knew I could do both. And I picked the one that thought that made me the most cash. But it made me miserable. It absolutely made me miserable. Now, the interesting thing is when I pivoted and finally followed my heart and did the coaching business, I made more money because I was totally in alignment. So then number three is listening to the experts and thinking that they knew better than me. So they were all credible people. You know, I mean, no disrespect to any of these people. They just weren't right for me. And I trusted them. So I had coaches. I invested in accountants, the wrong accountant. I'm with a great accountant now. I invested in marketing, in people who were telling me to go all in on stuff like, do you remember Telegraph? Do I mean Telegraph? TikTok, all that stuff that was a total waste of my time. I was always seeking that silver bullet that was going to save me, that was going to catapult me to my next level. And yeah, it was totally the wrong decision. Which brings me on to number four, mistake number four, which was ignoring my gut. Squishing it down, squishing that inner whisper down, squishing that intuition down, and listening to everybody externally. When my gut was screaming to me, there is something else out there that is meant for you. I could have saved years and a pretty hefty overdraft if I had listened to that gut. Number five is not firing people quicker. So particularly in the recruitment business, I hired the wrong people. I ignored red flags. I was too nice. I was definitely too nice. And I hired friends as well. And I really, really struggled to let go of them. And I could have saved a lot of time and a lot of money if I had just set a line in the sand and just got rid of them quicker. And then number six is not hiring people quicker. I had this really strong narrative going about how I had to do it all by myself. And when I learned to reprogram that particular paradigm and rely on and trust the right people to support me, that absolutely took me to a whole new level. Number seven is an interesting one, which is buying in to the sunken cost fallacy. And this idea, and I see so many business owners doing this, is this idea of the sunken cost fallacy, the idea that, oh, I've been doing it for this long, I might as well carry on. I have got too much invested in this to make a change now. No. When you know something is wrong, you've got to draw a line under it and just move on rather than wasting more time and more money by carrying on down this wrong path. And then along this lines as well, wallowing in my mistakes and letting them fester and just kind of being in that place of, oh God, woe is me, rather than being able to shake it off, learn from it and evolve. Number eight is working with nightmare clients. Working with nightmare clients. So these are the clients when you may be a bit skint. They've got some big bills coming up and you think, oh, they're not my ideal person, but I'm going to work with them anyway because it's going to pay the bills or it's going to pay for Christmas. But they cost you so much more in your headspace and your energy and maintaining those nightmare clients. Not charging appropriately, whether that's monetary or in the terms of business you're working to, and letting people trample on my boundaries. These days, I am so much better at calling out those red flags and saying, thank you so much for thinking of me, but I don't feel like this is a good fit. And then number nine is wasting time on the wrong stuff and not having a laser focus on my ecosystem and the stuff that is actually within my wheelhouse and where I can really, really add value. Those picking your brains calls, you know, from people who just want to pick your brains, but you know, are really kind of a bit of a waste of your time. Having really strong boundaries and not focusing on the right stuff is a huge lesson that I have had to learn. And then number 10, the final one, is not prioritizing that the queen eats first. I am the absolute warrior queen of my business. My energy is everything. Leaning into my joy is everything. And I'm gutted that I let so much time go by without prioritizing myself and doing the inner work to break the old patterns, break my origin story paradigm that was keeping me stuck and going around in these loops and these loops and these loops. I had this inkling that there was so much more out there for me, but I just wasn't brave enough to go and claim it. So that is a mistake, is just letting that go on for far too long. So these are my biggest mistakes, the biggest ones I could think of today. I am sure there are so many more. Maybe I'll have to do a part B to this conversation, but I would love to know what's resonated with you. What has come up for you as a result of this conversation today? What are yours? What are your mistakes that you are owning? So there we have it. That's all for today. I hope you enjoyed today's conversation. Don't forget to like, rate, and subscribe so you never miss an episode. And thanks for listening. In case nobody's told you today, you're awesome. See you next time.